It's time for our Voice of the Valley, and my guest today is Barnes County Auditor Beth Didier. Good morning, Beth.
Good morning, Steve. How are you?
Not too shabby. Well, awesome. You and your office have been super, super busy trying to get applications and ballots squared away. We'll get to that in a second. Now, the state is allowing vote by mail on the June 9th primary election. Tell us, it sounds like it's pretty much statewide in all 53 counties. Tell us what the update is that from the state that you just received.
Right. Back in March, Governor Doug Burgum, he issued that executive order that would authorize vote by mail, the counties all to do vote by mail in light of all the COVID-19 precautions. Just so that we wouldn't have, you know, people gathering and that kind of thing to protect our voters and to protect our poll workers. Anyway, so he issued that order, and so all 53 counties have decided to do vote by mail only and have no in-person polling locations, and that is statewide. So that's for everybody in North Dakota.
Okay. Now, for people who haven't voted in the past, who haven't received a ballot or even an application in the mail to vote, how they should probably contact your office, right?
Absolutely. We have been doing vote by mail for a couple of years in Barnes County, so it's not new to a lot of people, but to people who maybe haven't ever done it, it's really a simple process. The Secretary of State's office did a mailing the end of April, beginning of May, a mailing of applications out to everybody that was in the central voter file for inactive and active voters. So that went out to like 600,000 people across the state. In Barnes County, that was a number slightly under 9,000, which is a pretty big number. Anyway, so if you did not get one of those, just contact our office. You can either call us at 845-8500 or email us at auditor, A-U-D-I-T-O-R, at barnescounty.us. So two ways, or you can download the form. You can go onto the Secretary of State's website, and they have a little template that'll walk you right through an application. So that's pretty cool as well. Just makes it really easy to apply.
And just another reminder for people, when they do get their ballots, it's a primary election, so some of it is election, but the primary part of it, they have to choose one of the three parties on there and do not cross over, right, Beth?
Right. For the party election, which is the front side of the ballot, you have to pick one. You either pick Republican, you pick Democrat, or you pick Libertarian, and you choose one and you vote along the party line. If you do by chance cross over, that portion of the ballot is nullified, but all of the rest of the ballot that you'll vote with your local elections will still be counted. It's just the party ballot that doesn't get counted if you cross party lines.
Okay. And then I'll back up for just a second. Now, people, there are school board elections in the respective school districts. And, of course, once you get your application, make sure you click on the school board ballot box or whatever. And then the school district will eventually mail you a ballot for their election too, right?
Exactly. The very first part of that application, it says the application must be for one of the following elections. Well, you don't have to just choose one. It's got June primary, the November general election. It's got city, it's got school, it's got special election. In Barnes County, all of the cities partner with the county, and we put your city elections on the ballot. So if you live in Wimbledon, your city election will be on your ballot. If you live in Valley City, your city election will be on the ballot. If you live out in the country, there will be no city election on your ballot. So our system knows where you are.
Okay. And finally, the drop box. You can mail your ballot once you're complete in if you want, but you have a drop box available. Tell us about that.
We do. It is on the north side of the courthouse at 230 4th Street Northwest. It's kind of between the jail and the courthouse in that driveway, and it's right on the north side and attached to the railing where you come in. So it's very easy to get to. And we check the ballot probably 3 times a day. So we are staying on top of that and picking up whatever's in there. So please use the drop box. It's super handy and a good way to save postage.
It is, and that is the only ballot drop-off box available in Barnes County. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. So make sure, as Beth said, you drop off your ballot once completed into that drop-off box on the north side of the courthouse doors in Valley City. Beth, thanks for joining us today and wishing you all the best in the upcoming election here.
Thanks so much.
There's Beth Didier, the auditor of Barnes County, our guest here on our Voice of the Valley.